Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
How's it going, Rochelle?
It's pretty good.
It's adequate. Fantastic.
I don't know, like, I'm eating some vegetable things and haven't had them in years, so they're pretty tasty.
They are probably one of the best foods ever invented, next to Ritz crackers, I would assume.
Next to Oreo cookies.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Whoever invented those, you're awesome.
But enough about food. Let's talk about the show. Let's talk about food the entire show.
And then let's talk about all the pies that I'm making.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. We didn't talk about this last time, but my dad has an apple tree in his backyard. And around this time of the year, all the apples are good. And we got like two of those gigantic reusable grocery bags full of apples.
Full of apples.
So I'm not sure if...
little tiny ones.
It could be around last year this time. I'm sure we were talking about the same thing. But how we're having apple pies every night.
Mm-hmm.
How we're just sitting around...
This is how me and Eric fatten up for the winter, so yeah. We don't have to wear winter jackets.
Exactly.
apple pie.
If it's good enough for bears, it's certainly good enough for everybody else. Let me just...
Unfortunately, we can't hibernate. That would be a plus if we could.
No, we basically are. We don't live in downtown Calgary anymore, so we may as well be hibernating.
Whatever. We did when we lived downtown, we'd hibernate too in the winter.
Yeah, once it gets really...
Because we didn't have a car. I think we were more stranded because, who wants to walk outside in the winter?
Yeah, really, who does?
Nobody.
We are Tip Tap Tip. We are Calgary's best podcast. I said it. I stand by it. If you think we're full of shit, info@tiptaptip.com is our email address. And you can,
remember when we did like two podcasts and then we claimed to be the best podcast in Calgary?
Yeah, but now we have 300 and change. So I think we can
do it now.
Pardon?
We can say that now.
We can say it now. And there you go. info@tiptaptip.com there is our email address. If you think you are the best podcast in Calgary, and give us... Send us an email and we'll review your points. We'll discuss them amongst ourselves and then we will promptly call you full of shit because we are the best podcast in Calgary.
Wow, you're really asking for it, aren't you?
I'm just maybe it's just my mood today. I'm just like, fuck it, deal with it, people.
And it's because you had taco time. You're full of gas.
I'm full of something. It's just maybe it's the cross between having. Taco time and having those Mexi fries and then having a constipated baby. It just makes you say things that you sometimes might regret a day or so later. But for the meantime, while I'm still firing on most of my burners, I will say that Calgary's best podcast. Yep.
Tip tap tip.
Go to our website, do stuff. So Rochelle has a
I just want everyone to know that you are continuing to make little videos, and those are actually really good. I know the last one was a while ago, that raw deal.
Yeah, the one about the when my brother-in-law and friend decided to pull a prank when I was selling my MacBook. If you,
it's really funny, and so if people want to see that. Can they go to our website to see that, or our YouTube?
It's on our YouTube channel.
Is it on our website too?
It's on our website and on our Facebook thing, so it's cool. all over the place. I have links to those on our website, which is tiptaptip.com. That's the place you go to do the things and stuff.
Be entertained.
Mm-hmm. You can. We are on the iTunes. We are on the Stitcher, which you can listen to on your iPhone if you have an iPhone 5 and you're one of those lucky motherfuckers. Or you can listen to it on an Android phone.
Okay, so what's the difference between an iPhone 4 and an iPhone 5?
You fit like another row of stuff, basically.
Another row of stuff like what?
Icons at the top. That's
all?
Well, it has a better camera. Does things. I don't know. Joel has one. Joel from Squid Pod got one, and he promptly posted a picture of the box on Instagram, and everyone called him a jerk because he got one before everybody else did. So I'm sure it does things. I don't know.
What iPhone do you have?
I have the iPhone 3GS, which I will have until my contract runs up in March, and then I'll decide what I want to get. Whether I want to stay with Rogers, probably not. Or I will move to another company. We'll see.
Like Wind.
Yeah. Get the family.
It's so fucking cheap.
Get the family plan. Get myself an Android phone.
Cool.
And then become like instantly like less popular amongst my friends. But who gives a shit? I'm getting off that fucking train.
What do you? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, everybody has an iPhone.
Oh.
So I would not be as cool. But you know what? I've stopped trying to be cool.
Really? Does that mean I didn't know that I wasn't cool?
You're cool to me, and that's all that matters.
But my phone is not an iPhone.
Your phone is cool. I like your phone.
I like it.
You're on it all the time. You've turned it into...
I know. I always made fun of people or commented on people who were always on their phone. And now I'm that person, Eric. You made me that person.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
So it happens when you...
I'm like, addicted to Kijiji. I wonder why. Because it's on my phone, and my phone's with me everywhere.
Like yesterday, we were watching a movie called Vicious Lips, about a band. The movie came out in like 1986. It's a band, I guess, who are in the future trying to get to a gig at the Atomic whatever place. But
on a spaceship.
On a spaceship, right. But I remember particularly in movies from the 1980s, video phone was like this crazy thing from like the future, and it'd be like this thing where like people are talking on video phones,
like the Jetsons,
and it's like this far out thing that people never thought would be able to happen.
But then when it does happen, it seems like people don't even acknowledge it. They're like, oh yeah, you know, I just talk to them on Skype,
Has Skype on their phone or whatever on their phone. It's like
not a big deal anymore.
It's like, yeah, it's like.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, everybody has Skype on their phone or their computer or whatever. It's just like,
yeah,
it's just not as interesting anymore.
The only thing that sucks about Skype is, you know, if you haven't seen someone for a long time and they live far away, you can't pretend that you used to that you look like you. I don't know.
Maybe you could put like filters on the Skype. It'll be.
Do you know what I mean? Like, or if you're say for instance, if you met someone online. And you want them to come to your country to see you, mm-hmm. and you posted up a picture on your profile that's like 5 years old when you were really skinny and stuff.
Yeah,
and you can't get away with that shit anymore because they're just going to want to video chat you.
I know. It's all about the angles, though. That's what I've discovered. All about the angles.
What do you mean?
Like you,
the angle of the camera is
exactly
on you?
In relation to
yeah. But when you're talking to someone for a while, it's hard to remember. Or figure out every single angle that you're doing when you're talking to them on the phone.
Well,
I'm just saying it's not as easy to lie.
But you can manipulate the truth in your favor. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, it's like, you know, like when you take a picture of yourself, like a self-portrait, you're always wanting to do more favorable angle, right? That's not lying. That's just presenting. That's putting your best foot forward, so to speak. Gabby's
yeah,
best podcast.
All you can do.
Talk about Skypes and shit.
Anyway.
Do other podcasts in Calgary talk about this? No.
I don't know. I don't really listen to other podcasts in Calgary, actually. I listen to the radio now.
Yeah, that's true. You do.
I'm like a caveman.
Going through the things.
Is my crunching too loud?
Well, I can hear it, and I'm sure we'll get an email or two about people saying
is
that.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, like when you're crunching, especially, step away from the mic for a second.
Can you tell that I'm talking with food in my mouth?
Yeah, I can. Well, I can because I see you. But.
Huh?
Oh, what the fuck, Rochelle? So Rochelle's a new favorite movie.
Magic Mike.
Downloaded it for her as a favor because I'm like, well, you know, Rochelle's a woman. She always talks about me getting
like naked men.
She always talks about me getting those pants that snap on the side off.
Who wouldn't want those?
So let's download a movie about male strippers and see what she thinks about this.
We could like walk into a room and then just like tear your pants off. That's awesome.
So what do you think of the movie?
I just remember, like, the way that Matthew McConaughey stood in every single scene. He kind of, like, stood with his legs open and then his crotch totally tilted forward. It was all about, you know, like, pointing your dick at people.
I He did that? I didn't really watch most.
Well, when he was training one of the guys to be a stripper, he's like, just like point your dick at them and like, it's like you're like fucking them in the air and then make like really strong, like, you know, kind of like soft gestures. And then all of a sudden, pow, you fucked them.
They throw $20 down your thing.
Yeah. So it was, I don't know. It was funny. And I used to go to male strippers when I was 18.
You did?
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah, well, because it's free, right? Like,
oh, ladies' night, right?
Ladies' night. They always have male strippers, and you get the cheapest drinks.
What was the worst male stripper that you saw? Like, the one was just, I was like, why are you doing this? Because there's always a really
like,
bad one.
In, like, a tacky way, or in just stupid way?
It's, like, really bad at their job.
Well, I remember going to this one club in Edmonton, and this guy was, it just looked, like, he couldn't dance. Yeah. And he wasn't hot. Like, he was really short and, you know, he's muscular and stuff.
And he works out, but he just...
Yeah, but then he ended up taking all his clothes off, and then he was wearing cowboy boots and just his thong. And I'm like, that just looks dumb. Cowboy boot, like boots and a thong.
Yeah.
It just looked dumb, and he was really bad. But the tackiest one that I remember seeing...
Yeah.
But it was actually really hot, and I saw this guy a couple times. He's like this black guy.
Yeah.
That, I swear, he travels between Edmonton and Calgary.
It's a circuit.
Yeah. And I saw him. He was the first stripper, black stripper guy that I ever saw. And it was awesome. But it was so, so cheesy. He's like, you know, doing all this dancing and stuff. And then he gets down on his knees and he kind of like makes this little kerosene sort of fire thing. And then he puts some of the fluids on his naked body. And so he gets all shiny. And then he's playing with fire and stuff.
It's like a Jimi Hendrix type stripper guy?
No, because he was black.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix is a black.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of... Who am I thinking of?
I don't know who you're thinking.
The Doors.
Oh, Jim Morrison.
Yeah, okay. No, but way hotter than Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
No, you know, because he was like muscular and stuff. Mm. Anyway...
The big thing
that strippers do is they always pour fluids on them. That's the hot part.
And
all the ladies go crazy.
So it seems like all these stripper acts have like a theme, right? Like, you know, they're like a fireman, they're this dude with a thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever. If you could have a theme, like what... I know you like you'd want like a lumberjack stripper or something like that, or...
Yeah, I don't even think that I would need to have to like answer you would know what.
What occupation would you like to see?
You do that. You do your little dance for me every night in your costume. Remember?
Oh, my costume, right? My bunny costume or my Smurf costume?
Shh.
Okay, sorry, we're not supposed to talk about that on the show. I Smurfed my Smurf and Smurf. Yep, sexy Smurf. That's what they call me.
Let me see. I don't really, not really huge fan of like the cops and the firemen. That's just kind of like me. I don't know. Honestly, it doesn't really matter to me what the outfits look like.
I think what would be really interesting is if they took like a...
Because they take them off so fast anyway.
No, if they took like a really strange like occupation and then just turned it into like adapted it for like a stripper, like... Accounts receivable. And then you have like a guy, like, you know, going through invoices, right?
Well, they have like office dudes.
No, I mean, I'm like more specific, like a guy who works in accounts receivable.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that. Everyone's drunk. Like, how are you going to describe that?
You know, he has a stamp which says paid, and then what he does, here, follow me with this. I think I got it all figured out.
Eric, it's a dark bar. Everybody's drunk.
I got it all figured out. Just
hold. You think they're going to see a stamp?
A big stamp. Like, it's you exaggerate for the sake of the show, right?
Okay.
So it's a big stamp which says paid, right? And he's stamping. He's stamping these invoices. Oh, everything's paid. Everything's good.
And how is that sexy?
Here's what happens. He takes that stamp, the same stamp, which he just was stamping the paperwork. Takes it. He stamps it on his ass. And then the show really begins. No, what he does is he gives it to one of the ladies in the audience, shakes, puts his ass out, with like maybe some paperwork stuffed down like his thing.
And then his asshole?
No, like his shorts.
Not, oh,
he's not putting papers up his asshole. That's weird. You know, it's just funny because there's just an aside before we get back. There's a euphemism for going to the bathroom when you're doing a number two. It's called signing some paperwork. Think okay. about it. Anyways, think
I
about
thought it. In our place it was what? Oh yeah, signing the paper toilet paper with shit.
Exactly. Anyways, back to the stripper guy, right? Say he has like some of these invoices like stuffed down his whatever, and he gives like the lady the stamp, right? Big sexy stamp, says, and he shakes these invoices at these women, and they're going crazy because they're like, wow, sexy.
No, but they're not going crazy because that's not hot.
If he's muscular and he's a good dancer, it doesn't matter what the fuck the occupation.
Yeah, no, it does matter. It totally does. When a guy comes out in a police costume and he's got like his handcuffs or whatever, women go crazy because they think that, you know, the policeman has like this whole like authority type thing. He's got the handcuffs, you know, he helps and he saves women. But, like,
but the
your accounts receivable person does fucking nothing.
He has authority. He can make sure that your account is not
That's not hot. Women don't say, oh my God, like, you know, but, this accounts receivable dude saved me some money. I sure do want to fuck him.
But think about the demographic of the women that go to these things, right? Like, a lot of them work in offices.
No.
And, like, you know, I don't know what their fantasies are, but I'm sure they can relate to a guy who works.
No, you obviously don't know what their fantasies are because your stripper guy sucks. And he will get fired right after the first show.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be, he'd really be really good at his job.
No.
I would do that if I was not like 15 years old, older than I am right now. I'd be sexy accounts receivable guy, and I'd make all the women like, you know, totally cream their panties because
with a stamp.
No, because they'd be turned on by my sexy accounts receivable dance that they get all wet in their panties. And then they'd have to go.
I don't think so.
You're making all the ladies wet with my sexy accounting dance.
You'd be better off in your bunny costume.
No way, man. I think I'd do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Moving along. So did you like that movie?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It was very light and kind of funny. Some of it was really cheesy and there's some like really bad acting. But, you know, all the hot buff dudes totally made up for all that stuff.
See, when I was hearing about this movie, I was kind of divided, right? Because on one hand, I'm a dude, so watching a movie about male strippers really doesn't do anything for me.
You wouldn't like it.
But on the other hand, I'm also a film buff, and this is a Steven Soderbergh film who's done like, Sex, Lies, and Videotape. He's done Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, you know, all these big movies, right? He did Traffic, good movie.
Yeah, I like that one.
And, you know, but he also does these sort of projects for himself as well, so. Like, you know, like, he usually does, like, one
for... Is he gay?
No, he does, but the way he does it is he does, like, one for Hollywood and then one sort of that he more wants to do, right?
So Magic Mike is one that he
wants to do?
It's a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he does sort of more independent films, like, you know. Well, you know, once he's, because he makes some money doing the Hollywood films, and then uses that to finance his more independent films.
That makes sense.
One for them, one for him.
Yeah.
It works out. And they're, you know, even the ones that he, the Hollywood films are pretty decent. So I'm like, all right, well. So that's why I sort of poked my head in for the last part of the film. And, you know, it was, well, it was funny.
It's not supposed to be funny.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, oh, look at those fucking dudes dancing weird.
Those guys can... Whatever, let's stop talking about this. They're really good.
All right.
At dancing.
So this is a...
you're just jealous.
This is something that's going to upset you. I saw this in the news the other day.
Colin Firth is dead?
No, it's even worse.
Really?
Yeah, and when I tell you, you're going to go, oh, I see exactly what you're saying. Any thing is doing things. In a recent press release, the UK's National Pig Association is warning that a world shortage of pork and bacon next year is now unavoidable.
I don't need that much pork and bacon.
But it could drive the price up. That might be a thing.
Yeah, that sucks.
That would be...
Maybe we should stock up now.
Well, exactly.
Just buy a pig.
You... It's exactly...
You can butcher it.
That's exactly what I was thinking about it. We should get, like, an actual pig. Just one. Because I think one would go far, right? I think that's enough pork products for, like, an entire year.
Yeah, but you have to cut it up. Like, you have to kill it and cut it up. You don't know how to do that.
You don't just, like, wave your magic wand and then it just magically appears.
Turns into pork chops.
And then and then the pig goes, thank you. I hope you enjoy me.
Or else we can just, like, cook it all in one shot. Stick a stick up its bum hole.
The pork pig roast, right?
Oh.
Never done that.
No, me neither.
It's on my bucket thing.
I don't like saying bucket list. That means that you're intending to die.
No, it's like a to-do list.
Yeah, before you die.
Well, while before that, so.
Yeah, but then why would you be thinking about it?
Okay, well, it's such a generic term. Since that stupid
movie. No, it's not. I never say it.
Then I've heard people say it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's okay to say it. That's like saying, you know, all the people that say, think outside the box.
Yeah, you're right. I take it back.
You're going to start saying that, too?
I'm going to start saying raise the bar. I'm going to start saying...
raise the roof?
No, raise the bar. That's like another... I'm going to say, just touch base.
Oh, I hate that one.
I say that, and every time I say that, part of me dies. Because it's all part of office sort of slang, and you hear it, and you're just like...
Office slang is not hot.
It's kind of lame.
No. Not sexy.
Yeah, that wouldn't really fly. New data, let's back to the bacons and stuff.
If I was on a date with somebody, like some guy,
mm-hmm.
and he said any one of those terms, I would not go on a second date with him.
Just that?
It's that bad.
Hmm. It surely eats up on these crackers, because sometimes we're both eating them at the same time, and then there's like kind of dead air as I'm away from the mic trying to not make crunching sounds into them.
The crackers is kind of what's keeping me awake right now.
Okay. No, we're doing all right. New data shows that the European Union pig herd is declining at a significant rate and is a trend that is being mirrored around the world. So we're fucked. We are so fucked. When it comes to bacon, pig farmers have been plunged into loss by high pig feed costs caused by the global failure of corn and soy harvests. All main European pig producing countries report shrinking herds. So expect next year to spend like $1 million for a bacon double cheeseburger. All the good things.
Oh, because of the bacon, yeah.
One thing I noticed about bacon is maybe it's just me noticing this, but
maybe they should stop selling the super thick bacon. I mean, if they want to try and...
Not just that. People are putting bacon, like it's almost become like a joke. There's
like that those websites that have disgusting food with cheese and bacon.
Well, for example, I saw one of the outdoor billboards of this coffee shop near my work. I saw an advertisement for what was a soy bacon latte.
What?
I'm not joking. Is their latte of the month? And sometimes when people do this, when they put baked bacon in everything, like, you know. Sometimes it works, like in the case of the bacon maple donut. Didn't think it would work, but it did.
There's not really that much bacon on that.
No, but sometimes I feel that people are just fucking with me. It's like, what can we put bacon into just for the fuck of it? Baconaise. I've never had that, but is that something I really want to try? Bacon-flavored mayonnaise? Bacon-flavored this? Kind of
sounds awesome, actually. But mayonnaise is already so fattening. Like,
I know.
It's like...
Do you need that extra?
No, you don't really. Because like a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich every once in a while, sure, whatever. But if you have baconaise, then you're putting it on everything.
Mm-hmm. Fucking flies. Fucking little black flies. we are
I tried to figure out how to get rid of them. It's so hard. All the fruit is gone.
I think we just gotta wait for winter to kill those fuckers right off.
Do you ever get one that flies up your nose? It's like you see it in front of your face, and then you breathe in, and it gets sucked up your nose.
Can't say that I've done that.
That sucks.
Here's Rochelle's favorite subject. Technology.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just going to... It's entertaining because... it's kind of an example of when a company does something that they think is cool and it just kind of looks like dumb. BlackBerry, big phone company, they make BlackBerry phones. They're going through a bit of a time right now, having a bit of struggle because both Apple and Google are kicking their asses in the phone department, and they're kind of a bit...
My phone's a Google phone, right?
Android's a Google phone.
My phone is a Google
phone? Yes, your phone is a Google phone.
What does Android mean?
It's what it's like the
what data is, right?
Yeah, it's like a robot thing.
Okay.
Yours are robot phone.
Cool.
But BlackBerry's been struggling just because
BlackBerry's not Android?
No, it's its own thing.
What's that?
It's BlackBerry.
Oh.
Just its own thing, separate from iPhones or.
So is this kind of like the VHS beta thing?
It's just a whole different thing, right? Like, you know, you've seen BlackBerries, right? People have them, right?
Eric, it's a phone is a phone. A phone just looks like a phone to me.
It's the thing that makes the phones.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're a Canadian company. They're actually out of, I believe, St. Catharines, right? But they've been having a time because they're struggling against people who, like, you know, against Apple with their iPhones and all the different sort of Android phones, right? So they were kicking ass in the middle of the last decade. All of a sudden, they're losing money left, right, and center, right? So they decide, okay, let's make a new phone, right? But they have to convince people that they're still cool, right? That's the thing, mm-hmm. and then that people should still make programs for their phone, right? Even though most.
So I was thinking about, like, you know, nowadays you really need to, in order to sell something, it can't just be like a good price and work really well. It has to be cool, because especially extra things that people want in their life. Like when I was looking at cars on Kijiji and I saw that red Mustang that I drooled over,
mm-hmm.
you know, fuck it. Like if I had that money, I'd probably buy it.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking hot.
There is something called the cool factor.
Exactly. And BlackBerry, not cool.
Yeah. Like, so they're trying to...
Buttons? Really? Who has buttons? Who pushes buttons anymore?
People still like the buttons, but that's a separate issue altogether.
Oh.
So they had a thing where they're trying to convince people to start making software for their new phones, which are more sort of touchscreeny, like, you know, phones. They haven't come out yet. They're coming out next year. But they're trying to say to developers, to people making the programs, please make programs. We're still really cool. So they decided to come up with this video, which is a cover of a song, which you would probably recognize, in order to say to developers, we're still cool. Please make shit for our phones. Please? Pretty please? All right, let's have a listen. BlackBerry Jam, Americas. All right.
Platform, maybe one tough prize.
Alright, so there's that.
What band is this?
I don't know. It's just a bunch of guys covering a song. You know the song, right? Keep on Loving You?
Yeah, but who sings it originally?
Shane would know this. Shane would know this for sure. I don't know. But regardless, it's when we were talking about the cool factor a minute ago, this does not kind of factor into it.
This is like they're trying to make it cool for people who are 40.
Hey, I'm almost 40.
Yeah, so is it cool to you?
Well,
look at guitar and playing a guitar. Yeah. You know what a guitar is.
I know what a guitar is, but there probably should have been a better way to.
I don't know what they're talking about. They're talking APIs. What's APIs?
It's all computer talk. I understand what it is, but if I explain to you, you would just stare at me and keep on chewing your cracker.
Wow.
It's.
So is that how? Like, do you think that's going to work to try and sell it to people who are all computery, or do you think it would work better? Because Apple, for iPhones, they don't talk about all that technical kind of stuff on their commercials. They just try and make it cool, right?
Exactly.
Like, it just looks cool.
And
people don't even know what the fuck it is. People will buy an iPhone before they even know how to use
it. Exactly. It's like, why do you want to buy the iPhone 5? Because it's the iPhone 5 and I want it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter. And that's how Apple's winning, right? It's like, I kind of know what's new with the iPhone 5, but I also know that.
You just fucking want it.
Yeah, it's a nice looking piece of equipment, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So it's like that red Mustang that I just fucking want it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really bad.
Really, really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Super bad. Super.
Eric, what's just a little bit more dead? Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Drive around in a red convertible Mustang with red and white leather seats. Interior. Oh. It's hot.
Yep.
That's hot. That's a hot car.
Mm-hmm.
I could live in that car.
What if I was a stripper? No, wait a minute. I got it. I was a stripper, but I dressed up in like a car costume, specifically a Mustang, red Mustang. So I had like wheels for arms. And like I was kind of like a transformer, but then I transformed into like a muscular oil dude with like no clothes on.
That would be hot. Yeah, I could. Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
that's a better one.
Then account receivable. Yeah.
No.
You'd prefer the car guy.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. We have an email. info@tiptaptip.com. That's where you send your ideas. Questions, your stories, anything you want to share. Once again, we are Calgary's best podcast, apparently. No one else has told us otherwise. That's why we have an email address, info@tiptaptip.com. I figure we've done the show this long. No one's told us we aren't. So maybe we're doing something right.
So far.
But
okay, so we live in a house now, right? So we're going to have trick-or-treaters this year.
Oh, yeah. For the first time ever.
What the fuck? We got to buy candy?
No.
I don't want to share my candy.
No, we do what everybody does. They turn off their lights and they just don't answer the door. All the lights. We hide out. It's like, no, that'd be kind of
mean.
I think maybe for this first year we'll get some whatever candy.
No, how about let's do like what pisses all the kids off?
Get like this shitty candy.
No,
we get like little caramel squares. Like,
something stupid instead of candy, like apples or something.
I wish I could afford to give like all the kids like beef jerky. That'd be good.
I don't know, but you probably should get some parents pissed off because they're making their kids vegetarian or something.
It's their problem. It's their seriously.
Kids are gonna be like, "Holy fuck! What is this? This is delicious."
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we have this video here. Rochelle and I have talked about skinny jeans in the past. It's a thing. Right?
Yeah.
Guess some people like it, some people don't. This is a video of a father, I believe, recording his son who's wearing skinny jeans, which also sag at the ass, something I've yet to figure out. and he does not appreciate his son's choice.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
In clothing. And this is what he has to say about this. This is from the YouTubes. All right, so his son standing
there. Turn around. Slowly, keep your hands up so you can see how you look. Turn around.
Good parenting skills.
Keep turning. It looked like you stole a midget pants. Big as you is. How short the pants look. And they by up under your behind. And how skinny they are. You can't even pull them up. Yes. Try to pull them up. Girls don't even wear their pants that tight. Pull them up.
Okay.
I bet your sister can't even fit them pants.
Yes.
All right. So, okay, they're pulled up a bit. Anyways, we'll
bend down. Squat down.
Kid's laughing now. He's like,
no, squat down. Squat all the way down. Turn sideways. Squat down. Squat down some more. You can't even do it. That's ridiculous.
It's goddamn ridiculous.
Big as you is, you're about to be 16. Looking like you got a 10-year-old pair of pants on. I know your nuts hurt. Who's laughing?
Okay. So his kid's trying not to laugh as
get
much.
Get your behind up there and change them pants. You can't even walk fast.
Anyways, that's that. Well, I guess everybody has their opinion on...
I don't really understand it either. I don't understand how that style came about. Like,
the skinny yet saggy.
Yeah, like it kind of got crossed over by like the baggy saggy, and then the skinny jeans, and then people who were wearing their pants low before with the baggy saggy changed over to the skinny jeans and just kept them low.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. If you're either skinny or I don't get it.
And then it's like they're walking around with their, you know, their ass and their penis basically outside of their pants. It's kind of weird.
Which I guess if you want to walk out with your ass and your penis outside of your pants, sure.
Think about it. It's like, do you see how low those pants were?
They were pretty low.
It like was
they,
like he was just walking around.
It was below like the ass basically, right?
Yeah.
And well if that's what you want to do. Exactly. Actually, this is an interesting article. It's going back to Hollywood movies. This was a graphic which came out on the web about a week or so ago, just kind of showing, actually displaying how the sort of the lack of creativity in Hollywood films, especially ones which are big blockbusters, right? And how that's been declining over the years, right? Now, we've talked about this, or how everything seems to be a sequel or a...
remake.
A remake, etc.
Yeah.
But this actually illustrates it. It goes through the years 1981, 1991, 2001, and 2011, talking about the top 10 films of that year, and then breaks it down to whether they're originals, adaptations, or sequels, right? So in the case of 1981, you had Raiders of the Lost Ark, which was an original on Gold. You know, there's only a couple sequels, right? Being Superman 2 and For Your Eyes Only, which is a James Bond film, right?
Yeah.
And you can kind of see as...
sequels and remakes?
Yeah. Well, in this case, this chart is talking about sequels, right?
Okay.
So if we go to 1991, they're out of the top 10 films, three of which were sequels. Go to 2001, we have about half of which were sequels.
Holy cow, and then 2011, there's...
It's only two which weren't sequels, right? You know, 2011, the top...
Can you read off which ones were the sequels for 2011?
Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter, Transformers 3, Twilight, whatever one that was, Hangover Part 2, Pirates of the Caribbean 4, Fast and Furious 5, Cars 2, and then Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Wow.
I don't know, like... Yeah. Anyway, so that's that.
Sequels usually suck too, right?
Well, pretty much. But like everybody likes to, you know, it's, I guess if you're in Hollywood and you have a big blockbuster, it's kind of a sure thing, right? You always, you know, if you made money off one, you'll know that you'll hopefully make money off another one, right?
Do you think that the whole movie industry is getting lazy because they have to, they put out movies so fast now?
It
used to take them a really long time to put a movie together, and now it's like, let's film this movie in 2 months.
They've put out a fucking Battleship film. They adapted a movie from a fucking board game. I-16. You sunk my battleship, and they turned that into some bullshit movie with Rihanna and robots in the ocean, and looked like fucking Transformers at sea. Is from that stupid board game or that stupid game that we used to play as a kid.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
Luckily, that movie tanked at the box office, so maybe they'll go, okay, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. But no, it's gonna be all sequels and stuff. Original ideas are hard to come by in Hollywood. Like, it's not... Think about it, though. Like, when was the last time, like, a movie came out? There's a really good movie that, like, kicked ass in, like...
What's the one with the...
That wasn't from a book, and it wasn't from... And it wasn't a sequel. It was like a...
What's the one that we watched that... Is the one that we watched in 3D? Avatar.
Yeah, actually, that's a perfect example. Like,
but something like that, if that would have came out in 1980, like the story is kind of similar to Pocahontas. But the reason why it was so popular,
but nobody other than like a James Cameron, who is a sort of proven track record, would have been
able. Well, and it's also all the special effects that he put into it too.
Yeah, it made a shit ton of money. But yeah, that's a good example, right? That that wasn't like a book or you know, a sequel beforehand, right? But that he is going to be making sequels, but. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But
I think the movie industry and the music industry, like all that sort of stuff, has changed so much just with computers and with the internet.
Mm-hmm. She just says here, from 2011, the only original story in the top 15 films of 2011 was Bridesmaids, which came in at number 14. It's the only original one. That wasn't a...
Wow. Maybe it's because the priority... Well, yeah, okay. The priority of movies has shifted to special effects versus storyline.
Yeah.
That's probably the reason why they're just like, okay, get us anything. We don't care. We want to do these special effects.
It's all about these numbers thing. It's like they want to, like a sure thing, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to, like, you know, if you're say you're a movie producer and you're putting money behind a project, right? Like, are you, it's less of a risk to put your money into something which, you know, may...
Like Harry Potter 3 versus Bridesmaids.
Because, you know, who the fuck knows what Bridesmaids is? Like, you know, it might be really good, but, you know... You know that people are going to go see that Harry Potter movie because they've seen the last two ones and those have made a ton of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I get it, but it's not really helping creativity.
Wasn't it like... John, when he went to go see John Waters, that's what he was talking about too. He said that the movie industry is really, really hard right now, and there's no fucking way he'd want to be a part of it. Like, he's glad that he did it when he did it.
There might not be another John Waters movie, like, because the way the industry is right now, I don't think anybody would want to put their money behind it unless he finds, you know, some independent financers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the last movie that he did was Dirty Shame, and that was in like 2002.
That was a while ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. Like. Mm-hmm. But it's also the movie industry. There's so many rules and regulations about swearing and what's appropriate for the theater, what's appropriate for the screen. I was amazed in the Magic Mike movie that they showed a huge fucking cock, like a real cock.
A big old dick.
How do they get away with that?
Because it's R-rated and, you know.
So weird. Anyway.
Well, it's a movie about male strippers. I guess you'd be surprised if you didn't see a dick, right?
Also, I think, the television series, like those are really taking over. I'd rather watch a television series than watch a movie right now.
It's funny, I was thinking about that. Because
they're all about story. I mean, you look at like Breaking Bad. Holy fuck, what an awesome story.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but I find now that, I guess, sort of serialized TV shows are sort of more popular, like your Breaking Bad's, like shows which, you know, they take like a season or so to deal with like a storyline, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes a movie seems too short. Like, even though, because it's like, that's all you get.
That's only if the movie is really good and you want it to continue.
I know.
There's very few movies that I feel that way about.
I guess, you know, if a movie's good and you really kind of get invested in these characters, you're like, oh man, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess that's why we have like shows like, yeah, like your Breaking Bads or whatever, right?
Yeah. Mad Men.
Mad Men, exactly. Yes. Shall we move on from our arts into entertainment? Something a little bit more light?
Sure.
Let's watch about this. A Texas meat company is being forced to pay up after U.S. federal inmates were unknowingly served pet food. Whoops.
Gross. And they ate it?
Well, they didn't know, right? It's probably just...
Oh, but...
No,
that says a lot about how bad the food tastes in prison.
John Soul's Foods Incorporated, a company that specializes in fajita meat, has agreed to pay $392,000 to the U.S. government after labeling mistake led to Texas inmates being served fed meat meant for animals. A three-year investigation found that in late 2006 and early 2007, the company sold raw beef trimmings to a wholesaler who agreed to sell the products as pet food. The boxes were not properly labeled, however, and the meat was later resold to the Federal Bureau of Prisons for Human Consumption. So, there you go. Stay out of jail, kids.
Do people die from it?
No. It's just, you know, I've never... Oh, no, I think I have eaten a dog. I've taken a bite out of a dog biscuit once. You only live once.
Yeah, dog biscuit. That's totally different than meat trimmings.
But even getting like close to cat food kind of makes you want to retch a bit.
Oh, I would never eat cat food.
Nope.
That's gross.
Kind of gross.
Have you ever tried sardines?
I feel that I have. And I feel that I just was not really into it. I can't remember.
I tried it when we were living in our old place. I was trying to feed it to the cats, and they didn't like it because it was too salty.
Yeah, it is very salty. Like, cats eat fish. Eat the sardines.
Wow. I just like little fishies. Cool. The cats will love
it.
And
they kind of sniffed it, and then they probably licked it maybe once or twice. And
I don't even think they did that. They just smelt it. And all they could smell, probably, all they could smell was, like, salt and oil.
What else we got? What else is going on?
Yeah. We went to that thing on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that before we head out of here.
It was pretty cool. Found it on Facebook.
Actually, it was Jen from this Good Pod. She mentioned it on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a thing I want to do. Why don't you explain what it is?
So the event is called We Should Know Each Other, and I guess it was started up by this guy who started up in his apartment like 4 years ago, and a bunch of people go over to his place and get to know each other, and now it's turned into a pretty big thing. And it was at this school, King Edward's School, that's 100 years old.
Yeah, it's the 100th event, so it's a big, big thing. Like, you know, this is a 4-floor school, including like the basement, right? So they took over. They used pretty much most of the rooms in these four floors, and there's a different thing going on in each room, kind of artistic related or. I guess
I think I kind of summed it up as like arts, theater, and then community sort of initiatives.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So these are all going on. There's some really cool things actually that we saw. The gymnasium, there were these chairs, like I guess these lazy boys or just regular sort of
Just like old chairs.
And somehow somebody had hooked up the these Nintendo Wii controllers so that these chairs would move around by themselves, right?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I would have gone on myself, but I was being a good dad and had the baby strapped in on the front.
You could have gone in on it with a baby.
Yeah, I guess I could have.
I just didn't do it because there were kids in it.
Yeah, kids were having
kids were out on the chairs.
Hugging the chairs.
Yeah.
Assholes.
So that was pretty cool. And then a friend of ours, John Bride, had a setup where he was filming himself, doing an art project where he was filming himself.
Yeah, and as
that, and then Bo made a guest appearance.
Yeah, we were doing that, and when we had him kind of in the that sort of bed area, right? And John Bride was positioning like apples and like that animal skull around him, and we were the only people in that room. But then at one point, I kind of caught in the peripheral of my vision like someone was peeking in. I'm like, "Fuck! This is how children get taken away from their parents, man."
Why?
Oh, we're you know, it looks like some sort of satanic rite happening, and we have our.
I didn't even think about that.
You didn't see the pentagram on the skull of the animal in our child?
Yeah, I did, but I was like, "Oh, it's glittery."
I'm like, "Fuck!"
Because it was. You put it on with like glitter.
This is silver
glitter.
Child's fine. John's.
All our son was doing was laying in the sleeping bag.
Just looking around.
Looking around and stuff. And he was loving it because John Bride does these huge like line drawings on butcher paper. And then he had that hanging up on the wall. And of course, as a babe, for a baby to look at a graphic print like that, he was just,
his eyes
were opening, just kept on staring at it.
Yeah, they kind of get fixated on the whole contrast thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. Hopefully there'll be events like that in the future, and it kind of makes you appreciate our city that things like that happen.
Yeah, I honestly thought like there was a pretty good turnout when we were there, but I thought it would be busier because there were 3 food trucks. You know, like if that's not going to get people to an event, what is? Mini donut truck? Come on.
Yeah, we did have mini donuts.
No, we didn't. Oh, no. We had.
Some guys gave us some.
Some guy gave us some. Like, how nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good time.
So
if anybody knows anything of those sort of events going on in Calgary, you just send that information our way.
Because we're
parents now. We need to do stuff during the day.
Let me tell you, it's a ride. It's fun. But once again, I guess, you know what? We'll just wrap this up because we're coming up in an hour here. And I don't think I have anything else to say because it's late. And that is that, right?
Eric's bedtime.
It's fucking my bedtime. It's like almost 11 o'clock at night. And this is the things I do for people. Putting up shows.
Because you love it.
And I love it. And I do this thing.
Because we love it.
Yeah, like I said at the beginning of the show, we are Calgary's best podcast. I guess.
You're just rubbing it in, aren't you?
Yeah, well, no one said no.
Yeah, because no one else is here except for me, Eric.
So I guess until somebody says, actually, you guys are full of shit, we are actually Calgary's best podcast. But no one has, so I guess we'll just keep that title. No one wants it. I know.
You're such a dick.
I don't know.
You're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Bring it on. Kicked in the balls, punched in the face.
I don't want someone to kick you in the balls. I need those.
You need those?
Yeah.
To. Anyways.
Make pudding. I don't know.
You want to get dirty. I was going to say something like swish around in your mouth.
Tea bag.
Marbles. But,
I need those for my tea.
Ugh. Tea bag. First of all, I would not stick those in boiling water. Bad idea. Bad idea. Anyways, we have a website, tiptaptip.com. Go there, check us out. We're also on iTunes. Give us a good rating. If you like the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors and stuff. Tell them to listen, because we're good. And we're the best. We are the best in the Calgary area. Tiptaptip.com. We're fucking awesome.
Woohoo!
Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye.
Bye-bye.